The United Nations Friday launched an international competition to design a memorial honoring the victims of slavery. It's estimated that over 500 years, more than 18 million people were abducted from Africa and forced into slavery in the Americas, the Caribbean, and Europe. The sculpture will be located at UN headquarters in New York. Its official name is the Permanent Memorial at the United Nations in honor of the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade. Ambassador Raymond Wolfe of Jamaica is chair of the memorial committee.
The issue of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade stands out still today as a crime against humanity, one of the first manifestations of man's inhumanity.
Ambassador Wolfe says the memorial is not an attempt to dwell on the past.
It is to bring the international community to acknowledge, to take note of what has been one of the worst chapters in human history is finally being acknowledged and honored here at the United Nations. And what better place?
The memorial is expected to cost around $4.5 million. An urgent appeal is being made to both the public and private sector to raise the needed funds.
Now, we also understand that we are still experiencing a very severe global economic recession, and the ability of member states to contribute from government coffers is limited. But there are a number of countries which really have gotten us to where we are in terms of very significant contributions.
UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, is playing a major role in the creation of the memorial, including an education campaign. Philippe Kredelka, UNESCO's UN representative, says in order to build peace in the minds of men and women, it's important not to forget the tragedies of history, such as the Holocaust and other events.
That is why UNESCO has put the cell where Nelson Mandela has been detained on Robben Island on the list of World Heritage of Mankind. That is why we are now with partner countries working on school programs on apartheid, so that apartheid is never forgotten. That is why we've been working with Ethiopia, Italy, and the African Union, so that the obelisk of Aksum in Ethiopia, which has been stolen during the colonial period, has been brought back to Ethiopia.
Efforts now begin to let designers around the world know that the Permanent Memorial Committee on Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade is now accepting their ideas. The current timetable calls for the memorial to be completed by the end of 2013. It's not yet clear where on the UN grounds it will be located. The memorial will be erected under the theme, Acknowledging the Tragedy, Considering the Legacy, Lest We Forget. Information about the design competition will be posted at www.unslaverymemorial.org. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.